Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date at your own pace with what's happening at WVIA News. Today, Penn State recommends closing 7 regional campuses, and Wilkes-Barre is one of them. And police say a former director of the Carbondale YMCA embezzled nearly $100,000 during his tenure. It's Wednesday, May 14th. Let's get into it. First, Governor Josh Shapiro was in Schuylkill County on Monday. Speaking at an 8th-generation potato farm, he criticized Trump administration cuts to agricultural programs. WVIA's Isabella Weiss has more from the farm.
The governor celebrated the successful first year of his agricultural innovation grant in Sacramento, Pennsylvania. He spoke at the Sturman Master Potato Farm. It granted 88 farmers a total of $10 million for projects across the state. And Shapiro wants to more than double its funding in his 2025-26 budget. And he adds the grant won't stop funding climate-resilient projects.
Look, climate change is real. Anybody who works the lands knows that climate is having an impact on the way they farm and the impact on agriculture. And what we need to do is arm our farmers with the best information, the best technology, the best research.
The farm plans to buy an 8-row planter that will double its harvesting power with its state funding. Shapiro also argued that USDA should restore the state's local food purchasing assistance funds. It allowed food banks to purchase produce from farmers. He addressed Federal Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollings directly.
I'm hopeful that the secretary will rethink that, stop hurting Pennsylvania farmers, stop hurting Pennsylvania food banks, and get those dollars to flow again.
And he says some Pennsylvania communities face the brunt of these federal cuts.
We don't have the capacity to make that up. So that will be felt in rural communities. It'll be felt by our farmers. So I'm doing everything I can behind the scenes to try and talk to our lawmakers in D.C. and let them know that the path they're on would have really, really devastating cuts that would, I think, disproportionately harm rural communities.
Lawmakers have until July 1st to get a 2025-26 budget to Shapiro's desk. In Schuylkill County, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella, for that story. You can find more of that at WVIA.org. All right. Time for that big Penn State news. Penn State's administration released its report on Tuesday, outlining which of its campuses it recommends closing and why. The campus in Wilkes-Barre is on that list. As Ann Danahy reports for WVIA, the reasons include declining enrollment and steep maintenance costs.
The 7 campuses named in the University Committee's report for closing are Penn State Dubois, Fayette, Mont Alto, New Kensington, Shenango, Wilkes-Barre, and York. The 143-page report looks at each of the 12 campuses that had been under consideration for being shut down. Of the 7 recommended for closure, reasons include shrinking enrollment, declining surrounding populations, regional competition, and maintenance costs. The report notes that together, the campuses enroll about 3.5% of Penn State students. In a message to the Penn State community about the report, President Neely Bendapudi says the changes will let the university prioritize its students, faculty, and staff by, quote, transforming on our own terms over a 2-year timeline and not letting larger external forces make the decision for us in the future. The campus closures will have to get approval from the university's Board of Trustees. The closures would not happen for another 2 years. The university made the report public earlier than expected after its recommendations were leaked to reporters. In State College, I'm Ann Danahy.
Thanks to Ann for that story. Now, of the 4 campuses in the Northeast region, Wilkes-Barre was the only one named. We have more local coverage of this from WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall at WVIA.org. More up to date after this break.
I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA's Rural Government Reporter and Report for America Corps member. Thanks for making WVIA News your go-to source for great information and the best storytelling around. We appreciate your support.
Welcome back. Now we have an update on a recreational marijuana bill you might have heard about last week. A state Senate committee quickly moved to shut down that House bill that would legalize recreational marijuana. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
Committee Chair Dan Laughlin convened a Tuesday vote on the House bill that would create a new state store system to sell cannabis. All Republicans and one Democrat Tuesday voted it down after a brief discussion. Laughlin said he agreed with some aspects of the House bill, such as banning public smoking and its approach to DUI testing. But Laughlin said a privately run marijuana industry built on existing medicinal dispensaries would work better. He also argued that the startup costs for creating a state-run system would be a burden.
And with this bill, we would start out roughly $250 to $300 million in the hole before we ever take a dollar in sales. That just does not seem like the right path to go on.
Democrat Dan Frankel was a co-author of the House bill. He said he was disappointed in the vote and that he had hoped for more negotiations with Senate Republicans. I'm Tom Reese, reporting from Harrisburg.
Finally today, the man who used to lead a Lackawanna County YMCA is now charged with ripping it off. As WVIA's Boris Krauchnuk reports, the Carbondale YMCA's former executive director is accused of embezzling during his tenure.
The Carbondale YMCA's former executive director embezzled during a four-year period that ended when he was found out and fired last year. So says a Lackawanna County detective who charged 43-year-old Jason Mackey on Tuesday with theft and illegal use of the credit card. The detective said Mackey stole in several different ways. A couple of times he paid back the money and said he forgot his own credit card at home. Other times he used the card but didn't pay back the money. At Friendly's Restaurant, Dave & Buster's, Doubletree Hotel, Walmart, Rite Aid, Sheetz, Dairy Queen, Voodoo Brewing Company in Scranton, Kindle Services, and Best Buy. Other times he wrote checks to cash from the YMCA's bank accounts meant for Y special events. Sometimes he filled out deposit slips that showed checks written to the Y and cash, but he only deposited the checks and only months later. When Detective Colleen Catanace added up all the missing money, it was almost $100,000. I'm Boris Krauchnuk, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org or on the WVIA mobile app. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to hear more, be sure to subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Or as always, right at WVIA.org. And while you're there, why not sign up for our WVIA News Notes newsletter too? I promise it just takes a second. Then you'll get all the local stories you want, delivered every Tuesday and Friday morning. Also, you can meet the WVIA News team in person this week at the Fine Arts Fiesta in Wilkes-Barre. That starts on Thursday. We hope you'll stop by the WVIA tent and say hello. Enjoy your Wednesday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.